luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleepmaker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleepmaker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in store and online.
You're listening to SBS News.
Did Messi's side get the win they were hoping for? Or did the La Roja's unbeaten streak work in their favour? A red card, but for which side? And who did the US president hand the trophy to? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy. A battle between the European champions, with its unbeaten streak of its last 37 international matches before today. And against Argentina's golden generation. From the opening whistle, Luis de la Fuente's side controlled possession and patiently searched for a way through Argentina's disciplined defence. Argentina, meanwhile, stayed compact, absorbed the pressure and waited for moments to strike on the counter. For more than 100 minutes, neither side could find the breakthrough. Then, finally,
Lamine Yamal, Pedro Porro, Williams, and thundered in for Spain by Ferran Torres!
Spain had their moment. It was Ferran Torres who sealed the 1-0 win in extra time at the 100 in Sammy Martinez. One goal, one defining moment, Spain were world champions. Their second men's World Cup title, their first since South Africa in 2010. And, incredibly, they conceded just one goal throughout the entire tournament. They also became the first country to simultaneously hold both the men's and women's World Cup titles. A win.
Congratulations. How does it feel to be a world champion today?
Oh, I'm in ecstasy. This is phenomenal. I'm in heaven. I can't describe it. To attend a World Cup, I was born in Spain, to attend a World Cup here in the US, where I live now, I'm in heaven.
Best feeling in the world. Champions of the world!
You can't put words to it, and this entire day has just been so incredible.
I'm in a dream!
In full force to watch parties across the nation. My colleague Yusuf Saudi, who was at Tumbalong Park in Sydney, spoke to Spanish fans living in Australia who say they rang their families on a video call back in Spain following the win.
We are the best team. We are the best country in the world right now. So we are the winners.
How does it feel to see the second win?
I don't know. Spain is the best.
And even among Argentina supporters, there was joy for the new champions.
Well, I'm so happy. I'm so happy because we have the big relationship with Spain. Because over Graham, I'm so happy for the Spain, you know, award.
So, how did Spain take on the 2022 World Cup champions? To break down the finals, I caught up with former Socceroo Tommy Orr after the match.
I think they were the dominant team for the whole 120 minutes. Of course, when Argentina got the red card, it played even more into Spain's favour. But I think it's just been a reflection of the whole tournament. I think Argentina showed great resilience and character to get to this point. And even in games where they suffered a lot, they showed that resilience to overcome those obstacles. But Spain, if you compare the two styles, I think Spain, they looked like they were in total control for the whole tournament and deservedly got the win in another game.
But let's not forget, one of the lasting memories of this tournament, though, won't just be the finalists. It'll be the rise of football's newest nations. Cape Verde, making its World Cup debut, pushed both Spain and Argentina to their limits. Spain were held to a 0-0 draw, and Argentina needed the full 120 minutes to rise.
I think that this World Cup one of the great parts of the expanded World Cup and the more teams was the likes of Cape Verde and Curaçao and nations that we don't normally get to see at the World Cup play, and they more than held their own. And I think it showed that the margins in football between the top and the bottom are very slim. And, you know, you see the fans from these nations. It's amazing to see how behind the team they get. And it was, they added a lot in terms of not only the football, but also off the field. So, yeah, for Spain and Argentina to struggle against Cabo Verde on paper was surprising. But then when you see how Cabo Verde played in terms of the... they took no backward steps, and they, in terms of the football, they were very positive, proactive, a lot of technical ability. So it was great to see them on this stage.
Today's final also had its fair share of controversy. Argentina's Enzo Fernandez was sent off with a red after receiving a second yellow card following a foul on Cubarsí. And Spain thought Nico Williams found the back of the net in the first half of extra time. But after a VAR review, the goal was disallowed.
Yeah, the first three or four replays, I thought the goal should have been allowed to stand. But I think you could see Otamendi did get his foot stood on. So ultimately, I think the right decision was arrived at. Yeah, it was a little bit uncertain whether it was a foul on the goalkeeper or a foul on Otamendi. But in the end, of course, Spain had the ascendancy. And because they scored the winning goal not too long later, it didn't matter. But had the result been different, you know for sure that would have been a talking point.
After the final whistle, the emotions couldn't have been more different. Argentina coach Lionel Scaloni fought back tears at the post-conference match.
What can I say? We're sad because we weren't able to bring home the trophy. My deepest thanks to everyone, to all the fans and all the people who carried us today. Whatever little strength we had left, they gave us that strength and pushed us to keep fighting until the very end with the match still open. But it wasn't to be. They were deserved winners. That's the reality. We have to acknowledge that. And honestly, we came very close. All that's left is to thank my players and everyone who lent a huge helping hand so we could reach another World Cup final. Now the match is over, we have to move on. As we always say, when you win everything, looks good, and when you lose, not everything is bad.
But Spain's head coach, Luis de la Fuente, praised his counterpart.
He should be very happy, very pleased of his journey with the Argentine national team. He's broken every record. He still has a long career ahead of him. He's young. That's what I said to him. I said, Leo, you're younger than me. I have less football left in me than you do. So today I think we deserve to win.
So today's final was like no other. For the first time in the World Cup history, there was a halftime show. The extended break has sparked controversy among fans. But what does this mean for the concentration of players? A few days ago, I spoke to former Matildas goalkeeper Lydia Williams about this. And here's what she had to say.
I think the halftime show being extended to 30 minutes, I think it's equivalent of, I guess, if there was a weather delay, lightning strike. But I think in terms of, you know, football flowing and, you know, what football is about, I think obviously you want to keep it, you know, unchanged, really. But this has been a tournament of hydration breaks and, you know, extra time in the tunnel. I think there has been some games where players haven't come out until like the 18th. 19th, 20th minute mark at halftime. So there has been a little bit of leniency for that anyway, but understandably could see why that halftime show has been added. But yeah, I think for football purity, you want to keep, you know, the game as consistent as possible.
In 2026, the champions of the world are Spain!
And with the match played in the United States, US President Donald Trump presented Spain with a World Cup trophy.
The kings of Europe have conquered the world!
And FIFA President Gianni Infantino later had to slowly guide him away as the team took their celebration photo. Cheats in a World Cup tournament with seven. Lamine Yamal celebrated with his teammates after another extraordinary performance.
This time, Messi is beaten. Argentina, the most defiant of footballing nations, is itself defied. Its reign is over.
And then there was Lionel Messi. The Argentine captain left the field in tears, perhaps for the final time at a World Cup.
4 years ago, it was perfect. Perfection is hard to repeat.
Tommy Orr says that despite the heartbreak, Messi's tournament only added to an already extraordinary legacy.
The way he played this tournament, 8 goals, 4 assists, he's 39 years old, but it looks like he still has so much to offer. So whether or not this is the end for Messi, I mean, 4 years is a long time in football, so I think the chances of him playing in the next World Cup are probably pretty slim. But yeah, I mean, it's emotional. I think you look at the way his teammates and his friends play for him and for the badge. I mean, that's something very unique to Argentina. It seems to mean more to them than to other nations, and it's absolutely extraordinary, kind of the resilience and the character that they show. So, yeah, to see Messi, for me, he's the best player of all time. So to see him potentially play his last match on such a stage is, of course, yeah, it's sad.
France's Kylian Mbappe claimed the Golden Boot after scoring 10 goals during the tournament, taking his career World Cup tally to 22. Messi finished with 8 goals in this tournament and 21 in total. And two good friends off the pitch, Norway's Erling Haaland and England's Jude Bellingham, each scored 7. Tommy says the biggest stars delivered when it mattered the most.
Kylian Mbappe, what a tournament he had. I mean, I dare say that's not the last World Cup goal he'll score either, but I think both of them, they were, you know, not only both of them, but Erling Haaland, Harry Kane, Jude Bellingham. There were so many amazing performances in this World Cup, and all the big name players who we all talk about beforehand stood up and made a name for themselves once again. I think anybody who's been following football for a long time won't be surprised to see Messi and Mbappe do what they do best, and it's just a joy to be able to watch them.
So today for Spain, this victory is a reflection of years of investing in a clear football identity, a philosophy built around possession and patience. Tommy believes this could be just the beginning for the Spanish side.
For Spain to win a trophy, I think it just validates what they're doing in that country. You see the football philosophy is very strong, and they've got such a clear way of playing, very technical, a lot of passes, and it just looks like it's only the beginning for them.
As for Argentina?
For Argentina, it's not a matter of doing something wrong. It's more just having to admire Spain's brilliance.
And Spain's defender, Pedro Porro, summed up what the moment meant.
I'm so happy, so happy, but also really overwhelmed because I still can't believe it. I think the first few days will go by and I still won't believe it. But I want to say thank you. Thank you to all those people who've been supporting us from the very beginning. I can't even imagine what Spain must be like right now, or my family here, or my family back in Extremadura. And honestly, without them, this wouldn't have been possible.
A la familia también que están en Extremadura, y la verdad que sin ellos no hubiera sido posible, ¿no?
The football wasn't the only storyline surrounding the final. It carried political significance too. Relations between Spain and Argentina have remained strained since 2024, with Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez and Argentine President Javier Milei engaged in a prolonged diplomatic dispute. Now, that political backdrop and US President Donald Trump's controversial halftime show added another layer of intrigue to the final. I'll be back with you tomorrow for a wrap-up of the tournament as we look back at the moments that defined these past few weeks and ask what lies ahead. To catch up on the latest, you can head on to SBS On Demand. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Luxury starts every night with a great night's sleep. Discover the Sleep Maker Luxury Collection. First class sleep, available only at Harvey Norman. Proudly Australian made, the Mayfair and St Regis mattresses are thoughtfully crafted to deliver exceptional comfort, premium support, and the luxury of truly undisturbed sleep. Sleepmaker's latest sleep technology, Q4, eliminates partner disturbance, enhances airflow, and conforms more precisely to your body, so you fall asleep easier, sleep cooler, and sleep deeper, creating the perfect sleep sanctuary in your own home. Because luxury isn't just how a mattress feels, it's how you feel when you wake up. Sleep Maker Luxury, exclusively at Harvey Norman. Shop in-store and online.